Hello everyone, welcome back to this session about project management, team management concepts learning. So now today we are going to learn more about team collaboration, communication, team building, how everything works. Let's understand that. Now, first and foremost, as I explained to you, in our initial discussions, team which is allocated to a project or engagement is cross-functional, and then they are spread across geographical locations as well. When we discussed about example of a movie, okay, movie involves people from different skills and different ways of life. What skills they possess are totally different. A music director, okay, music director is expert in music. A fight master is expert in fights. So they have different skills, but they are still working on one goal of creating a blockbuster movie. So team, making team one, or ensuring that good team is maintained so that the coordination, communication to achieve project goals is achieved, is a single most important challenge a project manager has to face. And that is why a right attitude is very, very important to handle all the team members, so that hurdles can be overcome and team achieves the project goals. So team collaboration and communication, when they think about different team members who are attached to team, many times they are single-handedly ensuring that we come across or we cross over all the hurdles which are encountered in a project. We call it a hero culture. Now, there are many times heroes in a project. Let's say, take an example, you are a person who is working on a software development project of a mobile banking app. Okay? And in this project, there will be nerds, technical experts. Any problem, the team will walk to them and ensure that they get a solution out of them. Any problem which team encounters when the product goes live will be handled by this kind of nurse. They are heroes. They single-handedly shoulder all the responsibilities which is needed. The determination of the team is very, very important to overcome all the difficulties. Okay? So simply, if I have to give an example, a layman's term example about, how a working of a team can be affected, okay, is when your mother is cooking. Okay? Depending on what and how your mother's mood is, the taste of the food will change. Okay? Right? The plate in front of you will be always good, but it can be excellent also if your mother's mood is good. Right? So, as a team, okay, persons who are working in a team can affect the final goals. If And how their mentality or attitude is will affect the project goal, how they are delivered. Okay, so business psychologists present many theories concerning this way or in which people interact with each other. They can be related to behaviorism or cognitive or psychological or social related aspects. And they can contribute in a way, in which, your project gets affected or your goals get affected, right? So some of the good factors or rather the factors which affect making of a good team, let's look at that quickly. Okay, common beliefs. Okay, people, if understand this, if people who are working together, if they do not have common beliefs and values, it is bound to create clashes and disasters. Okay? If they do not believe in a common goals, common beliefs. Okay? Imagine we are having a person who is coming from different walks of life, different geographic locations. their expectations and their aspirations and the way of doing things will be totally different. So common beliefs which people have will affect the project goals. Then recognition of value. Okay, how people perceive they are recognized. Is it just a pack on our back? Okay, that is enough, or a monetary reward that contributes recognition, or in front of an audience telling them, yeah, you did a good job. Okay, this kind of recognition of values has to be identified. What motivates my team? Okay, what is their contribution? Okay, is it recognized? Also, desire to work together. Okay, if people do not get bound to the team, it is bound to create clashes. If you remember, I had given you an earlier example of two people in a hostel room coming from two geographic locations, forming, norming, storming. Remember that? Okay, so people have to gel together, they have to come together. Okay, now if your team does not believe in all these good factors or some of the factors, it is bound to create problems for project manager. If I have to quote you a simple example, remember Chandrayaan team worked together to achieve common goal. They had common beliefs. Their recognition was ensuring that India reaches to moon. If they did not cater to this kind of beliefs, common beliefs, or their desire to work collaboratively, it was not possible. Mars, mission to Mars, right? So also one of the important aspect is friendly environment in which a team is working. Friendly environment. Nobody likes to work in a high pressure environment where everybody is under stress. Oh, what should I do? What should I do? No. People like to work in a friendly environment. Okay, they should work in a co for a common purpose in a friendly environment. All members should feel that they should contribute to the success of the project. Remember, I had given you an example of a janitor working in NASA when he was asked, what do you do? I'm working in a team to send a rocket to moon. Right? So everybody feels aligned to that particular goal. If you feel that I am contributing to the success of the project, nothing like it. Okay? And in this all process, the role of the seniors or mentors is very, very important. They are the people who guide team members. What to do, how to do, because they have experienced this. So, mem I would say that the role of a coach, mentor, or seniors is very, very important in all this working. So, light-hearted stand-up meetings or joke of the day can contribute to this kind of, friendly environment, or people feeling comfortable and contributing their ideas so that project succeeds. Okay? Right, so team building collaboration is very, very important in all these aspects of working. Conducive environment is also very important. What do I mean by conducive environment? Conducive environment is wherein there is no blame, no finger pointing. You did this, you did this. No, if people feel that I'm going to be blamed in this kind of environment, they don't like to work in this kind of project. Right? People feel offended. They don't feel connected with the project. Okay? So it is very, very important that you have a conducive environment where ideas, advices from the team members flow in. Blame-free culture. So you feel confident that, yeah, I can go there and contribute, like fun Fridays activities, okay, making people comfortable. Then making time to communicate, I would say 70 to 80% of the time of a project manager goes in communication. So it's very important that project manager is good at communication. How do you communicate? Okay. People feel comfortable if they're aware about what is in front of them. So project manager's way of communication has to be very strong. Right? There are different ways in which you can communicate. Many times people feel that you should send the email. There are different kinds of managers, you know, or different leadership styles which we had looked at. Leadership styles is wherein people feel that I should get all the information. So whatever task you complete, send me an email. Send me an email. Somebody says, yeah, you did your job. Yeah, that's cool. No. Don't send me an email. Just say me, yeah, hi, I did that. That's it. I have a full confidence in you. There are different leadership styles people interact with. Okay, so making time to communicate with people is very, very important. Okay, and celebrating, celebration. Celebration means recognition. Recognition. I am being recognized, and that is why we are celebrating. That is the most important thing which, you know, people identify or relate to. So specifically when you say, yeah, I am creating a LinkedIn post praising you, you did a great job, you will feel very proud about this, right? So celebration can come in different ways. It can be a pat on the back, as I said, or a LinkedIn post, or a Fundo Friday meet wherein you are declared a hero of the week. Anything is possible. Okay? People should relate, or they are able to connect to your project environment. That is more important. So conducive environment we looked at, and how project managers should react to it. So project managers' relationship should be in such a way that people feel comfortable. They are able to connect to the project manager. They should not fear project manager. So project manager should be the helping hands to your project team member. Okay? So the one of the most, or I would say the few more important collaborative team styles a project manager should adapt to is collaborative, supportive, and friendly. Collaboration is very, very important. Collaborative style ensures that people or project manager feels one of them. Okay? He is not treated as a guest in the team. Yeah, he comes and asks me for update and goes there. Nothing like it. Project manager should not be like that. He should connect to the team. He should be able to work in a collaborative way, okay? Friendly way and supportive way. If something goes wrong, people should be able to connect to the project manager, or he should be approachable. That is the right word I would say. Okay. So traditional project manager, how they worked is crack the whip. Crack the whip. What is that? When I crack the whip, you should jump. Previously, when there used to be a circus, where then there was a ringmaster who used to crack the whip, and then the lions and tigers used to jump on his whip. Right? That's a crack a whip leadership style. I crack a whip, you jump. No. That's not what will work nowadays. Okay? The project managers typically used to make a lot of noise, bang table, yeah, I want this now. I want this now. No, that doesn't work nowadays. That's not a leadership style, because you're looking at a global audience, people from different walks of life. Previously, you know, you used to have a people from same community or very close group of people. But now, with expansion of globalization, everything has changed. Your people from maybe London on your project, people from Singapore, people from South Africa, people from India. Many different geographic location, many different cultures. So crack a whip doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. Okay? So these behaviors are very visible at, or common, but you know, terror doesn't work here. So terror kind of making people fear about you doesn't work at all. You know? So sensible balance has to be achieved by project manager for best results. And that can be achieved by making choice between what a project manager making choice is. Project manager making choice, I should go with reward or punishment. I should go with a pleasure or pain, or I should go with opportunity or threat, encouragement or coercion. Okay, coercion means, just to make you understand, somebody is forced or intimidated to do things which they don't feel comfortable about, or they are basically manipulated. Okay, so this kind of behavior, sometimes work when you have audience which is little, very authoritative. Okay, your stakeholders or the project, it is very mission critical kind of thing, like defense projects. Now, wherein your authority, you have to do as I say because it is critical to the country's security. Very, very important. Or encouraging, encouragement, motivating people, motivating to do certain things, okay? Like opportunity and threat. If I have to give a simple example, 5G, 6G, when they were introduced in the market, it was an opportunity for all the network providers, okay? Service providers. But it was also a threat, okay? Because as people started wrapping a different providers came in together, so price war started. People felt comfortable, but still it was a threat because then the price war will contribute to, different kinds of challenges which people will face. We know all know about rewards and punishments, and pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain is, poor user experience, you're using something, people don't feel connected to it, don't feel, if I have to look at an Android phone and an Apple phone, you will feel pleasure if you have a, iOS, okay? Right? So people feel connected. Yeah, I'm being rewarded with such kind of thing, Pain is using, this kind of opportunities or creating pain points for your project, right? So as a project manager, you have to ensure that you make a choice between this all aspects. What works best for my team? That you need to choose. Is it threat that works? It's coercion, it's reward, punishment, encouragement, all combination of all of this, right? So let's look at now when I talked about, all these aspects, we have to also understand, how a team is being built. What are the aspects which affect building a team? So building a team is not always hierarchical. Hierarchical, top down. Okay. Starting from top to down, starting from CEO to a mere developer. Right? So team are not always hierarchical. There are different people who are aligned to team. Some people join in between the project, some people join later to the project. If you remember, I told you don't onboard a music director or fight master at the start of your movie. Okay, as and when needed, when the song is written, then only a choreographer will come, right? So all these dependencies will ensure will be there in the project, and that is why the team structure is volatile, very changing, dynamic. Okay, so every time an issue needs to be resolved within the team. Okay, so you have to ensure that someone takes lead, or there are people who are comfortable in managing this kind of issue, or they are a people expert in managing this kind of issues. Very, very important. So best team culture is when all team members work together, all recognize that what is the goal I'm working towards. Each issue or subset, which is there, every member should contribute to resolution. There are people, as I said, there are experts who will work towards it, but there are people who will contribute. Small contributions are very important. I give you an example, squirrel putting soil in between the Ram Setu, right? That's a small contribution people make, right? It's very important. So building a team requires contribution from everybody. Even though there are experts or heroes in a project, Yes, small contribution from team is very, very important. So let's look at a small example wherein, you know, how people are made, I would rather say, responsible or accountable, wherein they feel that I'm doing certain important contribution to the project, right? So here is an example wherein we are looking at, you know, resources, names are listed, and then there are their expertise. Okay, expertise in terms of architecture, application, infrastructure, PMO, change manager, this kind of roles also they are being given to. So if you look at people who are there aligned, okay, Jay, Vijay, Meena, Tina, Ram, Juhi, Ravi, each of them are contributing something. They are contributing to each and every aspect of your project, but also they are doing leadership role. So smallest person or junior most person is also doing certain leadership work so that people feel connected. They don't feel left out. I'm not, you know, kind of, you know, contributing anything to the project, right? So if you look at all the contribution which is there, there are contributors also and leadership roles also, and everybody is given smallest kind of a leadership role. Smallest kind of a leadership role. Okay, so in such a manner, it is possible to generate highly collaborative team so that at least one issue or one aspect is being led upon by every member. So if there are 10 people, you can structure in such a way that they feel connected, okay, to each other, and then they lead upon. Right? So assigned staff, you know, project manager has to understand how project manager assigns this to different staffs is very, very important. Most junior member, if you looked at the example, you know, Juhi is also playing a leadership role, which ensures that, you know, she also understand the difficulties around leadership and how it the issues can be handled as a contributors also. So each person recognizes the value of other and the value of working as a team. Very, very important. Very, very important concept. Working in a team is very, very important. If you remember, example, Dahi Handi, the lower level has to be strong to ensure that the smallest level, that is the small child which is going on the topmost level, is contributing or that is being supported by everyone. Okay? So it is good idea to give responsibility to everyone. Everyone. Yeah. So smallest kind of responsibilities also, they will ensure that and they will understand the project dynamics. Right. Okay. So let's move on to now the next topic about how you can ensure your team's success. Team success is very important. Planning for team success is also very, very important. Okay, you cannot have team success unless and until it is rightly planned. Okay, activities for the team are rightly planned. If they do not work in a collaborative way, it is bound to create a lot of problems for project manager. To build effective and successful team, a planned approach is very, very important. Planned approach. What do you mean by planned approach? Okay. So we looked at, you know, if you remember, resource management plan, planning. Resource planning is very, very important. How resources work, when they onboard, what are the kind of responsibilities they will have. Okay. It is very, very important. Planning team success, ensuring that they contribute and give or move fast towards your team goals. So project managers' natural personality may be to help team to an extent. However, you know, planned approach is very, very important. Helping is okay, but planning is also very, very important. And this planning or building team will be affected by different decisions, or it will impact the decisions which are being taken by project manager in terms of budgets, structure and reward mechanisms. Budget, I told you, resources do not come only in human format. There are material resources also. Like a construction project, a crane is a resource, right? Excavator is also a resource which is being used. Okay, so planning, budgeting, when the resources will be required, how they will be required. In a construction project, a plumber, I do not need plumber at the start of plinth. I need plumber when I have completed 18 or 16 floors of my building, then the plumbing work will start, right? So all this, if I onboard the plumber at the start of the project, the cost will be more. Budgeting, team structure, how the team is structured, when, how, what type of resource I have. Okay, all this will affect the way the project decisions are being made. Okay, team building consideration basically also will impact assignments, usage of specific individual, mobilization of resources, and report mechanisms. Okay, team building consideration, mobilization, how resources are mobilized or driven towards a common goal, reward mechanisms. Okay, I told you how team likes to be appreciated, how they feel that their contribution is being recognized, bonus payments or other initiatives, pat on the back or giving a certificate saying that yeah, you did great. You know, this kind of reward mechanisms will also contribute to team structure success in terms of decisions which are being taken by project manager. Also, communication strategies. What do you mean by communication strategies? How do you communicate with people? How do you ensure that your project manager communicates with the team members in such a way that they feel connected? Okay, now in India, there are people who come from different walks of life as well as different geographies. Now, in these geographies, they speak different language. Now, their accents are different, their way of speaking is different. If project manager feels that, you know, I will communicate only in English, but there is a member who doesn't understand, whose English is not very comfortable, you know, or he is not very proficient or expert. Many times he will need help from a project manager and team members to understand what is being said. Okay, so communication strategy is important. How team will communicate? If I have completed my work, how will I ensure that that communication goes across to the team? Is it a formal email, or I should document it in a certain Excel format document, a collaborative document, or I should just announce within the team meeting? What is the most comfortable way to do that? All these things should be strategized and put into a communication plan. Okay, so planning activities like regular meetings, event is also very important, because project managers, as I said, 70 to 80% time goes in communication. Okay, so in this, meetings are very, very important. People feel that what meetings are boring, but not that. Meetings is the best way to communicate to the whole team, because everybody is there, everybody understands this. People feel that they do not connect in meeting. So events, what event will happen, when it will happen, how it will be conducted, also needs to be planned. Okay, it is necessary that project sponsors also understand the importance of building a good team. Okay, if you remember, who are sponsors? Sponsors are people who are positively, or people who start the project, or they are affected by the project. They are people who initiate the project. Okay, they are the people who will give money for the project. Okay, so they also need to understand that where and how my money is being spent. Why team building is important? Why should I contribute to team building activities? Why should I spend in team building activities? Okay, that understanding the project manager has to make sure that it is being given to the sponsor. Okay, so project manager has to ensure that a major and approaches are communicated to the stakeholders as well as sponsor, that so that they understand how and when and how your team is being working, or they are contributing, or the money is spent. Okay, so give you a simple example, general term example. Let's say a project manager allows team member to wear jeans in a formal, private organization every Friday. But then senior leadership or sponsor need to understand and agree to it. Okay, what is the culture which is being followed? Why it is being followed? People feel comfortable or having a fondue Friday or hero of the week kind of activities. What is the significance of that? That should be communicated to the sponsors. Okay, a return activities or special events, okay, should be included in overall and detailed plan for each of the phase, right? Mobilizing the team. I briefly said what is a mobilizing a team. Mobilization of team is rallying, or I would say coordinating individuals within the organization to work towards a common goal. Driving. If you have seen a herd, or of animals being driven by one person, he has a stick in his hand. Drive. Yeah, you do this, yeah, this side, this side, this side. What is it? Driving them towards a goal. You have lot many people, but they don't understand the significance. Why am I part of this project? Or why am I part of this herd? They need to go towards a specific direction. And that is the role of a project manager. Okay? Working towards a common goal. Forcing them to, so that, or forcing doesn't work, but fostering a culture wherein trust, support, or collaboration is being developed within the project. Okay, rallying towards the towards common project goals. Also, people in the leadership role should make clear or rather each individual feel valued and part of the project. If people feel not being valued, they will leave, and it will create more problems for the project manager. So rallying or them towards a project goal involves ensuring that their contributions are valued. They feel valued. Okay. For, project manager or leader should begin, effective team culture. So even before actually the individuals start working on a project, okay. Ensuring that, their contributions are being taken care of, in terms of, mobilizing the team, they should feel that, people who are joining the team, they feel, yeah, this project is great, I should join. This project has lot many opportunities, lot much of fun, they should feel connected to the project. Yeah. So even before your project resources are onboarded, project manager should take effort that, your team which is coming in future feels comfortable, right? When many times, when people want to join in a project, they will ask, how is the project manager? How is he? So this kind of inquiries will come, and then it will contribute. Yeah, no, project manager is very bad, he doesn't give any leverage to team, don't join that project. That can happen, right? So even before individual join, effort has to be there, so that project leaders and managers ensure that your team building starts, right? Mobilizing again, team, key messages which are conveyed to the team members, basically involve objectives of the project, end result which we have to achieve, and important and value to the organization. Okay, why this project is started? What is the significance of this project? That needs to be communicated. I told you, communication is very, very important aspect of project manager's day-to-day life. Okay, so project manager needs to make team understand why we are doing this project, why we are building this mobile banking app to make customers' life easier. What is its significance for my organization? The bank will be able to reduce the staffing requirements by 20% with this mobile banking app. Also, it will be able to spread its branches across different locations with the cost reduction which has been achieved by the resource downgradation. So, this is very important. The objective of the project is to create a mobile banking app, but the high-level objectives are available to the sponsors and stakeholders, senior stakeholders, I would say. End result, a team needs to understand that I have to build a mobile banking app which is user-friendly. It's not complex so that a 60-plus year person will also be able to handle it. So all this needs to be communicated to the teams. Okay? Collaborative approach and project approach. We have been talking about collaborative approach very long time, you know. Importance and value of each individual member working in a collaborative way. Project approach, focus areas, works team, timing, technology which is being used, what and how they are being used on a project, okay? How they will contribute, right? So all this will ensure that, you know, your team building activities or planning for team activities is resulting in a success. Example of project specific things about which team would need responsibility of a project managers are listed below. Who they will report to. Basically, these are the responsibilities of team. They need to responsibilities mean I mean to say they need to understand this so that they can deliver the work according to the expectations and goals. So who they need to report to and how? I told you, who they need to report to? Should I report to the team manager or a project manager, or I should update the status in a document so that project manager will look at it? How? And tasks they need to do. A fight master will ensure that fight sequence is properly done in a project, right? Not necessary that it he will contribute to a songwriter. Yeah? So they need to understand the task they need to perform on the project. Also, information, how information is emitted or given and taken. It's not only taken, it is also given. So if I have created a module for registering the reward points for the credit card in a mobile banking app, So this, how I have done it, what are the considerations, what are the assumptions which I have followed, I need to document it somewhere. That documentation is very, very important for people who are going to maintain this application. So documentation, information flow is very, very important from the project's point of view. Again, filling time sheets. What do you mean by time sheets? Time sheets are basically a tool, or rather we can say Excel sheet also, in which I record my time which I have spent on the project on different activities. So in a week, I am supposed to work 40 hours or record 40 hours of work, and this 40 hours of work is divided into 5 days, 8 hours per day, let's say. So each day in this 8 hours, what task I worked on, I need to record time against. That is time sheet. Frequency I need to fill. Should I fill once a month, once a week, once in a 15 days? What is the timeline? Are there, how issues will be handled? If I encounter an issue, I should directly go to project manager, or I should discuss in a meeting, or I should wait or immediately highlight what things I need to follow. Behavioral norms which are expected, from the team, use of telephone, internet, or language which we speak. what or how team is required to use it, right? Mobilizing team, again, how to use specific softwares or details like where do they work, okay? Get a coffee, run where there is a fire, etc. Fire drills, basically, okay? So all these things, you know, as a team, you need to understand. If you're working within a project or organization, all these things you need to understand.